The button is depressed and in the depressed position.
Both of my inputs look appropriate.
You should really cheer up that button.
That's right. This week, my blue line is not large. Last week, it was too big.
Right. But your button needs Abilify. I think I could be ready sooner than originally anticipated.
Well, it's 9 o'clock anyway.
Yeah. In that case, I'm ready.
Unlock the show, Ray.
Oh, all right. Right. Hey, that's me. Save changes.
Wow.
Whoa.
That took less than 1 second. Apparently, Alpha Team had his finger up hovering over that like there was no tomorrow, just slightly beating out Samurai. Like, I was going to count out loud to see how long it took, and I didn't even get to one.
I don't think you got to what?
I didn't. I was just about to start saying something, and he was already there. And then, like, 0.0 no seconds later, you know, Samurai was also there. That was crazy. Hey, Brigby's in. Hey, Brigby. Boy, I don't know, track and field, you hit both those buttons alternatingly just in the right speed pattern.
There was never a time when I played track and field when I didn't pinch my finger on between the track ball and the panel during hurdles. Hurdles were the hardest for me because I was always injured.
Yeah, I hear that. My hands always hurt after playing that game. Always.
Yeah. Yeah, just stick with Quiz and Dragons. It was much more my speed. God.
How much I loved Quiz Dragons. That game was so good. All I remember about the track and field game, Ian, is that it actually had real sports in it, unlike weird mystery walk speed skating. That stupid game of sport drove me crazy.
Ready, go!
But not too fast.
Yeah.
But go slowly, until this jerk ball rings a cowbell. Then go fast, go! Slow it down. Thank God at least they showed me curling.
Yeah.
That was much more awesome.
That 5-point round against Sweden was mind-blowing.
Oh, it was magical.
I mean, 5 points in curling is unheard of.
Yeah, it'd be like scoring 5 points in soccer.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
For sure.
It was just a crazy amount of scoring. Like, it just was all perfectly set up.
I think I'm ready. Let me check my Samurai approved infographic and make sure I'm up to speed, but I think I could start the show anytime.
Hey, there was nothing more entertaining than listening to the Japanese women play the...
Oh my god, doing the curling?
The women from the UK team. That match was gold. It was so much fun.
When that little...
Arigato!
She was awesome.
She was.
Anime never lies. That's what I learned.
The all new curling podcast. All right. If we could switch it to the half curling, half cricket podcast, that would be amazing.
I would like to know more about cricket.
Cricket's cool.
It seems like it's cool. Again, here's the thing. And it wouldn't be too hard, I suppose. But I find that a new sport is hard to get into if you don't have a team to get behind to kind of anchor you in that sport and get you going. So, you know, as much as I want to see India versus Sri Lanka for the fifth straight year, I don't really have a lot invested into that cricket final. So I would need to know more about the rules, which also makes it hard, which is why I'm still hedging on getting involved in hockey. But yeah, I would like to be a cricket fan.
I enjoy it when I get to watch it like 2 times a year. Because occasionally, you know, Comcast will, I think, accidentally give me that India channel.
Oh, right on.
And then I can watch, you know, whole cricket matches.
Right.
And that's awesome. But otherwise, they want like an extra like $20 a year for that one channel. And I'm not paying that.
No.
You know, just to watch some cricket.
Right. Wonder if there's fantasy cricket.
Oh, there's got to be. Got to be fantasy cricket.
Samurai says there is.
That could suck me into cricket.
Yeah, that could totally suck you in.
Yeah, or maybe that'll be my into the NHL.
Oh, fantasy hockey's hard.
I imagine.
Because the matchups, it's not like, you know, fantasy baseball is pretty easy because you can look at, you know, pitching matchups against the hitters and so on. Fantasy football, you know what you're doing.
Right.
Fantasy hockey, it's much more about, you know, this team versus that team and with this line versus that line. And
I didn't say I'd be good at it. I'd say I would get good at it after, you know, investing some time into it, and it would trick me into liking hockey. Mm-hmm. I like the idea that, again, I could be wrong, but I feel like Like with football, the way the game flows, there's a certain point when you know a football game is over. Like, you know, it could be coming back from halftime, and, you know, if the score is 35-10, that game's probably over. Like, if a hockey thing is, like, 4-1, I have no reason to think that, you know, it doesn't change possession fast enough and continuously enough that they couldn't come back to tie that.
Right. Yeah, no lead is safe in a hockey game.
Right.
So before we start.
Yes.
Yes.
Craig, are you drumming on the table or something?
I don't believe so.
That sound right there.
I'm rocking in my chair.
All right. Could you sit still now?
Oh, good Lord.
The mic's picking up something, and it's just drumming endlessly. It's going to drive me insane.
Yeah. All right. We're going to actually do this thing. It's we got people in the show now.
Yeah, it looks like.
It's a slow news week, kids. More cricket talk. Greetings, Trim Leapers. Welcome to the 131st installment of the Postal Warriors 3. I, me, they're, them. Hi, all.
Hello.
Word to your mother.
Ice, ice, baby. It's the week of February 28th through March 7th of the 2018s. Your Deadpool Daily Land. Today you got Green Thor. Tomorrow's Yellow Carol. Friday, Yellow Battery. Saturday, Black Fist. Sunday, Blue Rags. Monday, Green Kamala Khan. Tuesday, Green Pietro. And Wednesday's a Blue Wanda. Over in your 5-day 4-star crush. That was a wet one. Oh, the Titans. When last we spoke, Eddie Venom was playing, I believe.
He was.
On the 22nd. How'd that go for you?
He got beat up by Carnage pretty savagely. I found no success.
Sad story. I was able to pull it out, but my guy was getting beat up pretty good, so I don't doubt your story in any way. I think it took me a couple tries, but Carnage kept getting those stupid scythes off and destroying me.
I don't think it was Carnage.
It was.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Who did you think it was?
I mean, I hallucinated last week's battle completely, so it's possible.
Right.
I don't recall it being Carnage, but I also generally don't ever recall who the opponents are, so...
Right. That's why I'm going to put more stock into my remembering of being beaten by Carnage.
I remember winning, but it took me a few tries.
Yeah.
XM the King said it is 10,000% Carnage. Stop taking the weed.
That's a lot of percents. On the 27th, when was that? Yesterday, it switched over to the Sandman.
It did.
Fighting Spider-Man?
Back in Black, yes.
Yeah. See, I remember that one.
Yes. Hey-o.
That one took me a few tries as well, but then finally got there.
I only tested it out. Like, I tried to go in without any boosts or anything to see if it's even going to be worth my time, because my Sandman is at a 410. And I was like, I don't know. But that additional stun that the green gives you,
yes,
helps a lot. So without much effort, I was able to get him down to right around 4,000 hit points before he destroyed me. So I don't want to say I'm going to win, but I do think there's some hope.
Nice. Mine, I did beat him on the first try. I thought it was going really well. I stunned him once and was doing some damage, and then he decided to stun me repeatedly over and over again. Mm. And I just sat there and watched the game for a while and went, oh, this is how it ends. But eventually I came back, got some shields out, and then was able... The thing is, I was focusing on green to try and get the stun, and the stun just didn't last long enough against him. So eventually I did a sand smash, two sand smashes, I think. There were shields, and then there weren't shields, and then I won, so...
Right, yep. Let's see, coming up next on the 4th is Jane Foster making her appearance before maybe finally she dies off in this comic book. Because it is not happening fast enough. Man, I don't think she's officially dead until, like, the May issue.
Whoa, spoilers, dude.
Man, it's just taken forever to get her to die off.
Poor Goddess of Thunder. Everybody loves her.
It's a well-written story, but I am just so sick of Jane Foster, I just want the Odin son back.
Isn't he already doing his own thing? Over in Unworthy?
Oh, that ended. That was a miniseries.
Oh, okay.
He is coming, I believe it's in June. The Mighty Thor will be renamed back to just Thor, I think. And Odin's son will be back in charge as Thor.
Right on.
But we just have to wait for Jane to die off.
Maybe she'll get better.
She's not getting better.
Is it? Are you forever tainted by Natalie Portman's portrayal?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. I thought that's what it was. I just wanted to make sure.
I so hated the movie version of Jane Foster, I just can't get past it. Sorry.
Yeah, respect. I mean, Natalie Portman is not an actress that I gravitate towards.
No. Moving on, then. Oh, anyway, Ian, your Jane Foster's higher level than mine, so off you go.
That can't be right. Oh, yeah, but yours is fully covered.
Yes.
Right.
Which begs the question, what are you doing, Craig?
I ain't got no ISO for her.
She is she's pretty nice. She is really powerful. Those charge styles brings down that hammer something fierce.
Yeah, no ISO. Sorry.
Yeah, I understand the ISO issue, but man.
Every time I've had ISO to level up a 4-star, there's been other 4-stars that I've liked better. Because they're not Jane Foster.
Mm. Man, you really hate Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
I sure do.
I was going to say, don't you have a champed war machine?
I do.
Shame on you. Shame on you, Craig.
But I had like 15 or 16 covers for him, so, you know, that was...
It's a dark day in Puzzle Quest history.
Moving on. So, Prodigal Son storylines going on. Where you can get not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six. Six Doctor Strange covers.
Oh.
That's a lot of Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I could use those.
I just got mine today. I started a new Doctor Strange because my current one's at like 262 or somewhere in there.
Sure.
So I'm prepping a second one.
I haven't gotten the four covers yet. I got the first two. Let's see. What else going on? 65,000 points gets you two of those brand new Shuris. Don't call her Shuri.
Two. Hopefully I'm in that clearance level. That's in clearance level 9, right? That you're talking about for two?
Okay. Yeah. I played the top. 147,000 gets you 66 giant CP.
Wow.
A lot of CP.
Is that more than it's been?
I believe it's been that number before.
Okay.
Top 50 folks get War Machine, speaking of War Machine. And 51 to 400 get Bullseye covers. PvP Land, the Far Out Space Nut season, will be wrapping up in 4 days. So if you haven't done your simulator yet, go do your simulator.
Hey, thanks for the reminder. I knew I was on the show for a reason.
Besides which, Lethal Intent is running right now. 800 is a Black Gamora, 900 is a Green Marika. 1,200 for the CP. Top 10 folks get Ant-Man, and 11 to 50 is Magneto. So there you go. Ian?
Yes?
Tell me about this crazy pie.
Oh my goodness. Hey everybody. Welcome to the pie segment. Brought to you as always by this pie. This pie. Thanks, this pie.
Just for Joe, we're going to break up the pie segment into 30-second increments and space them out throughout the entire show.
No, but it occurred to me that we could be using the Deadpool daily schedule to alternate between sweet and savory pies.
Oh, nice.
Man, where were you like 2 months ago or 3 months ago, however long we've been doing pies?
I just got here.
Man, how come no listener thought of that?
I don't know.
That's brilliant.
Because they all hate this segment. And
except for this pie.
This pie, he's my hero. And
I will also remind you that we got three people who wanted to be the patron for the pie segment. So.
Right. It is. The haters are just a little more vocal. But
man, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I will totally forget by next week. Because I've already picked out next week's pie.
That's fine. You can just work it in later down the road.
Okay.
Segment ain't going nowhere. Anytime fast. Anyway, and that'll help because I feel like this is the second, if not third week in a row. No, it wasn't. We did a break with cantaloupe pie because this is yet another coconut pie. So brace yourself for sadness, Ray. We only make coconut-themed pies on this show. This is called the Amish Crazy Quilt Pie. I don't know... This one, I wish there was a backstory that I could bring you guys, because I want to know why, because nothing about this screams crazy or quilt or Amish. It's truthfully just a coconut pie, by all understanding of my Midland pie-making skills. It's just coconut, vanilla, and sugar butter, eggs, whip them together, toast the top, and you got yourself an Amish crazy quilt pie. It's got milk in it, so, you know, it's not like that. The other Amish pie, which just focused on ingredients that didn't require refrigeration, so I don't...
With the way thought?
Didn't require clear speech patterns. But anyway, it was very Amishy because you didn't need any real technology to preserve it or put it together. This one just seems like a poorly named pie. I would just as soon call this coconut pie. But there.
So what you're saying is you actually want me to look at the ingredients instead of just looking at the names of pies I find on the internet.
I don't want you to put that much work into it. I'm just saying this one was a little sour.
Yeah, I don't look ahead to see if they're all coconut. I just like the names.
Well, again, if you implement my Deadpool Daily plan, then you'll have to, you know, plan ahead based on that.
Yeah, I will have to actually look ahead because I don't pay any attention as to whether or not it's a
Savory
Vault
sweet.
Or Savory Vault.
Right.
I don't care. I just open the tokens instantly, so whatever.
Hmm. And to that, I've gone in the opposite direction.
You're hoarding up?
I'm such a hoarder. Well, because with some rare exceptions, like probably today, unless I go home and win that Sandman versus Back in Black fight, I don't have America Chavez, so I can't play all the way through the Deadpool Daily. But anyway, I'm getting three tokens a day, and I'm only opening one a day. So I've got like 89 in one vault and like 102 in the other vault. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people that have significantly more. I don't know how many prizes are in a vault, and I'm sure there are plenty of people that save up, you know, tokens until they see a vault that has all the prizes that they want, and then they'll just systematically go through it until they get those prizes.
I'm amused by the Discord suddenly 300, 300, 300. There's 300 prizes in a vault.
Oh, okay, great. So I just have a couple more months to go. So anyway, that is the crazy Amish quilt pie, a.k.a. coconut pie, brought to you, as always, by this pie.
This pie.
Savior of the segment, this pie. Thanks, all this right. pie.
Let me tell you about all the news. There ain't any news. except for there's another bundle to purchase.
There is another bundle to purchase.
This is the Clearance Level 6 bundle, which is available once you get to Shield rank of 27. Which gives you some guardians, some more guardians, and then even more guardians.
Yeah. 4-star Gamorpha and then...
Rocket Groot and Star-Lord.
Yeah, but 3 and 3. 3-star, 3-star.
Yes. But it's also got 3,600 hero points, some ISO, a latest Legends token, 8 heroic tokens. What? You get 9 covers for 3-star Rocket Groot and 9 covers for Star-Lord and 3 Gamorphas. That's a lot of stuff right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe they call that a bargain.
Yeah, they get that gets you for $25 in your whatever your local currency might be. So there you go. That's all the news I got. I got nothing else.
Cool. I'm okay with the slow news week.
Yeah, it's really slow. But hey, there were like 3 things last week, so
it was out of control. I was exhausted trying to play a team event plus a new story event plus a Shield training that I could participate in. I was up to my galoshes in Marvel Puzzle Quest.
People still own galoshes?
Yes.
Huh.
I feel like my father probably owns a pair. Are they just those like rubber bits you pull on over your shoes?
Yeah. Are they like rubber booties you put on top of your shoes?
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't know.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers?
I don't know what the galosh market is doing these days. I'll have to look into it. Speaking of unpopular, out-of-date clothing, I noticed that both you guys got to experience the glory of the sleeping shirt this weekend.
God, it made me sad. Ian, a stupid sleeping shirt.
Not as Grandpa Joe as we sold it.
Yes, it was totally as Grandpa Joe as we sold it.
No, it was a totally different shade of gray.
And I blame Angry Salad.
I do as well. He is wise beyond his years.
Sorry. Ian did not do the happy little dance.
I never thought that I could be anything but.
There was no dance to go around to prove to my family that I've been faking having polio for 30 years and could walk the whole time. I just didn't feel like getting up.
While my poor daughter's out there like, boiling clothes for a living.
But yeah, that totally makes sense now that I reflect on it, because he, again, up until that movie, he was the one who's spending their bread money on pipe tobacco.
Yeah. Well, like, I've got no business buying pipe tobacco.
I'm smoking, I'm napping, I'm faking having polio so that my grandson and my daughter do everything for me. Oh, Grandpa Joe, you turd.
What they don't tell you is that those, you know, four have been swingers for the past 45 years, and they just never leave that bed.
Oh, gross. That took a sad, wrong turn.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not blood relatives, so who am I to judge?
Let's move on.
Okay.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Peter sells out.
Peter?
Peter?
Oh.
It could be anything. It could be a boat.
So, this week's featured character of the week is none other than One Star Spider-Man. Golly, I forgot that I don't have one, so that makes referencing... Sorry, it makes referencing him a little harder than... but as far as the One Stars go, he was the last to be added to the One Stars, if I remember correctly. Yep. Like, they were a pretty solid bunch, and then he came out of nowhere because he is, you know, pretty much a flagship character of the Marvel Universe, and I think it was just mandatory that they add him. So anyway, let me tell you a little bit about good old one-star Peter Parker.
I was actually just pulling my one-star up because I know I have him, but as it turns out, I only have him at, like, one purple.
Oh.
That's it.
Did you open a cover and you just got added accidentally, or?
Yeah. After the slots were on sale, all right. The one stars just like took their own spot in my roster. And as it turns out, he's the one that I want the most with when I'm using Juggernaut, because Juggernaut doesn't have a purple, and the purple makes criticals, so it's useful with Juggernaut anyway. So,
is he the one that you want? The one that you wanna? ooh, honey.
Yes.
Definitely Boo Earns, but I liked it anyway.
No way! Grease is awesome.
Grease is non-awesome.
It's super awesome.
Nay.
Top 10 musicals.
Ooh, that is a bold claim, but I'm not... I'll get back to you on a different show. So he's got a red, blue, and purple. His red deals some damage, adds a web tile. His blue is a stunner, and his purple, as you've heard, turns basic tiles into critical tiles, and then puts more web tiles on the board.
All so, those powers do damage.
Purple, he was not directly.
Yeah. Yes, all of his powers were changed.
Oh.
They all do damage.
Snap! They do damage now and these things?
Yes.
Red does damage, blue stuns and does damage, purple makes two random basic tiles criticals and does damage.
Wow, so where every other one star suffered, he got all the benefits?
Oh, he's by far the best one star.
Gosh, is he ever.
He does damage plus more damage with stun and critical tiles. Like, he's crazy.
I'm drunk with envy.
I use him every day.
Yeah, I feel like I should switch over from Iron Man to the Spectacular Spider-Man, or whichever Spider-Man he is called.
And his
just
powers
original Spider-Man.
They don't go up in cost either, do they? They're
I don't think so.
All across the board. So, yeah, he's, I mean, that's why
what,
I use Juggernaut.
Yeah, his powers are cheap, but they're damaged. Like, he's crazy.
There's six. So the cost of his powers have gone down as well as adding damage?
It's six red, six blue, or six purple. Take your
pick. Come on now.
Come on.
He wins it. He always wins by, like, turn three or something. You make a couple matches.
I knew
he kills
was,
everyone.
Like, when he was, you know, what I was talking about, when he still cost 988 to do a power, he was fantastic.
He was good. Yeah, absolutely.
Six, and it, sad to say, I am not a creature of change, but I think Iron Man's going to get the boot. I have to start cracking open some of those one-star tokens.
Yeah, Spider-Man's way better than Iron Man. Iron Man takes too long to go.
He does.
It's too slow.
Six cost? That's outrageous.
Yeah, that's a whole
putting
reason,
out web tiles.
That's a whole reason that I use Juggernaut, was because he's cheap.
Yeah?
Turns out.
I use them together, so... There my one-star Deadpool Daily every day is Iron Man and Juggernaut and Spider-Man.
Oh, my goodness. Craig's living.
I can't remember the last time that Iron Man actually got to do anything. Because between Juggernaut and Spider-Man, they'd kill everything.
Yeah. Christmas. Well, there you go. That is what is going on in Xandar. It is an outrageously overpowered one-star named Original Spider-Man.
Can he swing? Listen, bub.
No. Close. You're almost there.
No.
Dang. Can he swing? Listen, bub. I think you're still on the...
Doesn't he have radioactive blood?
Yes. No. Can he swing?
Oh, can he swing from a thread?
Take a look overhead.
Take a look overhead. Yeah, that's
there
it.
There you go.
What's the first part then?
Is he strong?
Is he strong?
Listen,
Dang.
Bub. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then he can also spin a web any size, catching thieves just like flies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Look out.
Yeah.
Here comes a Spider-Man.
Now I'm feeling like you. I'm like, well, we're this far. I can't stop at this part.
I'm sailing away.
Once someone starts, I just have to finish it. In the chill of the night at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Sorry.
Well, at least you apologize at the end.
Yeah, I regretted it while I was doing it.
Willie, save this show and read me some mail.
Oh, listener comments. Willie Lumpkin. Do it, Doug.
Welcome back to the Baxter, Dr. Richards. I've got the usual for you. Good to have you back, sir. Thanks, Willie.
Hey, thanks, Willie. All right, first comment from Shard Attack. How many characters on your roster have you been able to down at once using boosted Thanos on the Prodigal Son PvP? So he does what? He does how much damage does he do to your team? Like 8,000 or something? Champed?
Last week, 23,000 was what he was dishing out to the enemies.
Right.
And it was, oh, I don't remember what it was to my team. 10, 12, somewhere in there.
So
it was a lot.
During this last week, because of all the, I needed to get all the ISO to champion him, I made it. So I have him champed in time to play him boosted.
Yeah, he was crazy.
Holy crap. He was doing 30-some thousand to the enemy team.
Nice.
He's ridiculous. But you just have to put him with a couple scrubs, because whoever you put him with, he's going to kill them too. He just kills everyone. There's no Thanos in team.
It's true.
How many characters did you have downed on your roster at any one point? Do you remember?
No, I have no idea.
I don't either, but I think it was like six, because I didn't use him for all the nodes. I only used him for some of the nodes, because Gambit and Doctor Strange are still really good in PvE, so... I use them a lot still.
I use them in all the nodes because it makes them fast.
I understand. See, that seems to get boring to me, so... But
I like being able to make, like, two moves and then move on to the next match.
I did see in our Facebook, in the Alliance Facebook page, somebody posted a picture of their roster, and, like, the first three pages of their heroes was nothing but downed characters. Three pages. It was Dewey posted three pages worth of downed characters because of that.
It's not so bad. So with mine's doing 25,938 to the enemies and only 6,433 to my team. That's a bargain.
It is a bargain. It's still devastating.
Right.
It's a bargain.
So here's the part I was referencing earlier. He had a second question. Craig, hating recent anime movies. Coco is the best animated movie in the past 50 years. If you don't like it, you have no real people feelings.
That's true.
And Joe also commented that he has literally no words for Craig's remarks about animated movies, especially Pixar stuff.
Oh, I just hate them all. I don't know. They're just, I don't know. I miss drawn cartoons. I think that's part of it. I'm so sick of computer animation. Can I just see someone draw something? I miss that. I don't know. They're all the plots seem to be the same to me. Like, I don't know. I just don't get it.
All right. I'm moving on. Other things that Joe said. Hey, he's still shocked that Ian saw a movie opening weekend and multiple other movies. The world has truly changed. And even with the update to the exploding tactiles, the first round was still rough. And I have another comment to talk about that event later.
Man, the shields were more annoying, I think.
I think the shields were the worst. But he also said that it was a down week for rewards. He got no 5 stars, no bagmen. What am I even playing this game for?
So before you move on to the next set of comments, let me just go back to that first or second set of comments and remind them what they have done. I was normally like to exist in a, you know, relative balance to Craig's existence so the world doesn't go spiraling out of control. But by telling me that when I watch Coco for the first time, I should expect the best animated movie in the last 50 years, now I have really no option but to end up disliking that because I'm so disappointed because it was so overhyped. You might as well call Coco the animated Black Panther movie.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ian. The world is a better place since the Black Panther movie hit the theaters. That's what they keep telling me.
It was definitely a good Marvel movie. My life has changed neither for the better nor worse for having seen it. But man, Coco wasn't even on my radar.
No, I'm not even sure what it is. I'm going to have to look it up later.
I think it's about a zombie?
I don't know. Isn't it also a movie that's probably going to win some awards? Because, you know, once a movie gets nominated for awards, I'm pretty skeptical that it doesn't stink. Because, man, most critics have really poor taste in movies.
Somehow, I feel like I won't be able to answer that because I have been tuned out of award shows because they've gotten agonizingly political in the last 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, can't people just wear fancy dresses and be half naked?
Yeah, seriously, just get up there and amuse me.
That's why we're paying. Sing a song, tell a joke, and move on.
Yeah, turn the grinder and dance, you monkeys. That's why you're making so much money.
Exactly.
All right, I'm moving on now.
Do it, Doug.
All right.
Hey, two things from Jordan from Jersey. First, cantaloupe pie. Ew. I like cantaloupe. Watermelon's fantastic. Honeydew is meh. Thus ends the proclamation. Also, he had a question for Ian about Gwenpool and the final comic and a page from the final comic, which I shared with Ian. Ian, do you have a comment?
I felt satisfied with it. I feel like the writer, in a tongue-in-cheek way, addressed my, you know, thoughts about it. Because it, you know, it seems to be, I don't know, what the last page or two of what it seems to be the upcoming end of her comic book. And it's really, again, what little I know about Gwenpool, other than she's a fourth wall breaker and is a pink Deadpool for some reason. I don't know. It just seemed, it was, she gives a speech about just because her comic is being canceled, as long as she goes on to live in people's fans' hearts, you know, she'll never truly die. And I was like, that's corny, but, you know, your comic book's getting canceled. I understand feeling, as a writer, wistful about, you know, the end to a good run that you had. So it has not impacted my life in any significant way. It has not changed my opinion about Gwenpool as a character. I don't know who writes that book, but whoever it is, I will definitely wish them luck on whatever their next endeavor is.
Okay. There you go. So I need to post this somewhere. The comic that we're talking about, I'll share it in Discord now. And I don't know. I'll try and post it somewhere so people can see it. You know what? It'll probably magically appear on Reddit when Samurai does the summary of stuff you missed on Discord. So you can probably see it there.
I don't know. Just don't get us sued for copyright infringement by Marvel for posting their pages illegally.
That is true. Moving on. Eric from Cincinnati said, first and foremost, Joe is not to be trusted, saying that down Periscope doesn't hold up. And then he goes on to tell about how he uses quotes from down Periscope in his life. If someone slips and falls, he makes a reference to Buckman spraying Pam on the ladder. Questionable clothes in a work environment. He uses a Lauren Holly quote telling them their clothes are outside regulation. I don't get these references, so they're not funny to me. But
I'll tell you what the funny part is. He uses down Periscope to kind of frame his life, right? And Joe's the disreputable one.
Cactus Jack responded to him and said, I love Down Periscope. It's easily in my top 5 90s submarine movies. which is
significant. There's some good submarine movies.
To which Eric said, you're not helping.
The Hunt for Red October was strong.
Oh, really strong. Best ever.
What was it? U-571?
It was okay.
Was that a movie? That was okay.
I'm trying to remember who was in that, and I can't right now.
I don't know. I've seen none of these movies we're talking about.
Hunt for Red October?
No, I've never seen it.
Okay, what? You're really missing out on that one.
Never seen it.
What about Under Siege?
Doesn't ring a bell?
Oh, come on, dude.
How can that? That?
Killing me, Smalls. Killing me.
I've still never seen that movie all the way. Like,
I actually am very surprised that you have not seen Under Siege.
Who is it? What's it about?
It's Steven Seagal. Okay.
I was much more of a Jean-Claude Van Damme guy.
Oh, you make me sad.
No way. Double Impact was great.
Bloodsport.
I did like Bloodsport, but Steven Seagal in his day was an actual martial artist.
Van Damme was a martial artist?
Yeah, okay. He could do the splits really well.
He was really good at it. And he could make that face, that face.
Yeah, but he was he was a movie martial artist. He was not he didn't compete. Well, if he did it, he didn't go.
Oh, here we go. This is the whole Johnny Cage argument, right? From Mortal Kombat.
Sure. Yes.
Hey, he's not a real martial artist. He just does this for the movies. Now he's going to have to go off and face an immortal demigod in a trampoline somewhere. Man. Crazy. Raiden's going to show up. He's going to, you know, claim that he's got inside him the blood of kings. I don't know what's going on.
neither do I, but to reference some other comments that are happening as we speak, Crimson Tide was dope, and Time Cop is one of the greatest movies that's ever been made.
I don't think I've seen that either.
It's a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. Are you just going to fill this whole podcast with lies from start to finish?
No, I don't think I've seen that one. I enjoyed Bloodsport.
Oh, well, that Bloodsport and what was the sequel to Bloodsport? I can't think of it right now, but they were both good.
Bloodsport 2? Oh.
Yeah,
no,
Kickboxer.
Bloodsport, then Kickboxer. Those were solid, but that one...
Hold on. I got to yell at Samurai for a minute. He posted a Google search for top submarine movies and has encircled the fact that he's upset the Fantastic Voyage is in there. No way Fantastic Voyage is a great movie. How often do you get to shrink someone down and shoot them into a convict's bloodstream? That is great stuff. They're in a submarine. It's just inside a person's blood, inside a person's body.
I do remember that movie, and I remember enjoying that movie. However, it didn't qualify. It was 90s, top 90s submarine movies.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, okay. It's still a submarine movie.
Sure. All right, I'm moving on.
Do it, Doug.
Cactus Jack went on to say, if you haven't champed her yet, America Chavez is a lot of fun, and is apparently so much so, he posted a YouTube video of himself using America. So if you're interested on how good she can be, you can check out the subreddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, and watch his video.
Does he begin?
If I had the option to champ her, I would.
Right.
But I can't, so.
Does he begin or end the video by saying bang bang?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Okay.
Because I don't really want to watch it. I haven't got her champed, and it would just make me sad.
Right.
I don't want to watch it because I don't want to watch videos of other people playing Marvel Puzzle Quest. I know I'm old, and I get I'm old, but man, I just did not understand the nonstop YouTube videos of watching other people play video games. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't understand Twitch. I mean, I understand it, but...
The only time I've actually enjoyed
just not
that
for me.
Was watching competitive Battlefield videos when it was 64 people, 32 versus 32, and you had people flying around with remote control cameras in-game, giving you play-by-play on what was going on. It's the only time but I was really into Battlefield, so...
The only time I enjoy watching it is when I'm live at BlizzCon watching it.
I still don't know how you do that either.
I don't know how that's different.
I don't know. It's the fact that it's a live event and there's other spectators and
yeah.
Makes you feel not sad that you're just sitting at home watching other people play video games on the internet.
Yeah, but even when it's something that I find really compelling, like when we go to Replay FX, I can't sit there and watch those dudes play pinball. I could be playing pinball myself,
right.
Like 4 feet away.
Oh, yeah. I never actually watched them play pinball because we're too busy playing pinball. Yeah.
Right.
Or, video game of some sort.
Right.
Man, I can't wait for that. That's coming up.
Me neither.
We need to reserve hotel rooms.
Yeah. Nope. We're doing it. We're going. I'll tell you about it later. I was about to get into our lives way too much. Then we were doing a show. Quickly. More comments.
Okay.
However, if anyone's going to Replay FX in Pittsburgh, find us.
Yeah.
So penultimate comment is from D-Wing Illinois. He says, Craig just outlined the biggest difference between a taser training and gun training with the see how it feels detail. Yeah, I don't think they're doing that with the guns. He wouldn't have expected Storm to prompt so much one-star discussion. Wait till you get to this week's Spider-Man. And the post-credit scene, which we talked about, I think Ian mentioned turning a bag of holding inside out, and what now? I thought we would explain that a little bit. There's a, what's it called? What's the group called? I can never remember.
The Dead Alewives.
There you go. They do the group playing D&D, and it is hysterical. Look it up. And while we were talking, Samurai posted, and I actually did see it earlier and then forgot about it.
Bang, there it is.
Peggy Carter is going to make her comic debut as Captain America.
What?
Yeah, that should be like a big coup for the folks at Demiurge who kind of invented Peggy Carter
absolutely.
As Captain America.
I can't believe that I forgot to bring that up during the news. But yeah, that is big news and sounds awesome.
Good for them.
Yeah.
They should get some kind of, you know, creator credits in that book.
Absolutely.
I vote for, you know, I don't know who did. I don't know if that was a patch creation or who made that one, but whoever did, they should, you know, totally get something.
So I wanted to comment on a post on Reddit, and there were actually several posts hating on this last event. I mean, hating on the Shuri event, the Black Panther, with the new tiles coming in, the new countdown tiles, people claiming it was the worst event ever. There was a post, though, by C.J. Gibson that I think summarized a whole bunch of stuff really well. He talks about the different tiles, how you can counter them. He talks about board destruction and the problems with that, the exploding tiles, reducing, mitigating the damage, the protector tiles, who to use against that. And it, the one thing that I didn't think of, you should use 3 stars on those protect tiles. Captain Marvel and Loki. Loki changes them to strike and you're just set. Also, Wasp. I don't know how that didn't come to mind. But in any case, it's a long article, but when the event comes up again, you'll be glad that you read this because it's got a ton of ideas on how to counter each and every one of the tiles. And it's the point of it is this was a new strategy. It was a new, it made you think about the game. Was it a little annoying? Yeah, because you had to learn like how it worked and figure out your strategy to get around it. But I don't know. I still thought it was an interesting idea for the new event. I certainly wasn't.
Yeah, the shields round was the most annoying for me, but I just kept using Peggy and just had her punch everyone to death.
That is mentioned in this article, so.
Oh, well, there you go. That was my plan. I'm like, all right, let me just make a bunch of red and just punch this person in the face.
Yeah, for every single day and every single type of special tile, he has characters to use. Look it up. Again, C.J. Gibson on the Reddit, on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. A lot of information in there. So, in any case, that is all I have from the mailbag. Thanks, Lumpy.
Right on. I have a quick from Discord joining us for the first time live, Fast Frigate Wagon Bat. What up, dude? Thanks for coming on board.
Okay, then.
What's a wagon bat?
I've been talking, so now I'm way behind in the Discord. I've got 55 new messages to read.
But that's okay. You can now take that time because I think it's Craig and I.
There you go. If Craig's with
us. All right. I'm trying to catch up on Discord. I wasn't saying that Demiurge invented Peggy Carter. They made her as Captain America.
Right.
Yes.
Before she was, you know, Peggy Carter, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and such. Anyway.
Yes. The concept of her being Captain America is a Demiurge original.
And it is.
Right, which they did for the Captain America event.
And if you look in the article, it is credited from Marvel Puzzle Quest. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. That clap.
That wasn't
timing
that bad.
Is tough. That was good.
Brought to you by Mystify. All right, Ian, hit me with all the info from that infographic.
Enjoying Ian's confusion for years now. Let me see what we've got as far as pumped up characters. 3-star pumped up characters. The greatest American hero, 3-star Steve Rogers. What an A+ 3-star character. We got Daredevil. We've got, poor Doctor Doom. Oh, the recently revamped Spider-Man. And, Vision.
Someday they'll break Vision again and he'll be awesome.
Yeah, boy, he was almost too awesome, so I don't know if he could be that broken. I think I'd rather see a different tier Dr. Doom.
Absolutely.
He's really, really priority on my list. But anyway, Daredevil's always been an okay character. He still is. I imagine the damage he does when he kicks away enemy special tiles will probably see a good boost. And his ambush should do more damage.
Yeah, it's interesting. He's kind of solid damage utility character.
Yeah, he really is.
He's got that stun, he takes away enemy tiles, and he can kick you in the face.
Right. He's a very solid, good character.
Boot to that.
Ow! You booted me in the head!
Spider-Man, since his rework, that yellow does a lot of damage. I don't know if anybody uses him but me. I used him. He was boosted for something, and I was impressed by how much his yellow does. His stun and his... he's got another power. Puts out shields. They are not... They're still just fine. Nothing good to say about Vision or Doctor Doom, so I will keep it to myself.
And I'm stunned by the fact that sometime of Samurai's powers, because he even has the album cover for the boot to the head bit. The Taekwon leap. That's ridiculous.
Good, because I don't know what's going on or what you guys are referencing.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yep.
We will have to...
Now, if only he could... Now he just needs to get me a Kawasaki Trimoto.
We will have to introduce you to the way of Taekwon leap.
Okay. Do I want to know?
It's funny.
It's hilarious.
Okay. 4-star boosted characters. The Johnny Blaze version of Ghost Rider. Invisible Woman.
Bubbles.
Nick Fury. Punisher to the Ms. X. And poor Venom. Yeah, this is a underwhelming cross-section of 4-stars. To make up for some of the really good ones that they have had. Invisible Woman, since her rework, I thought has gotten excellent. Certainly not like top tier, but her green does a truckload of damage, and there was never anything wrong with her blue or yellow. And her yellow's even better.
Oh,
now that
it's
puts
amazing
out
now, yeah.
Shields as well as invisibility. So she's definitely worth a look if you have her and want to try her out now that she's boosted. Yeah, another guy, ever since they fixed Nick Fury's yellow, he has gone from bottom tier to middle tier, in my opinion. Assuming that they're chopped into thirds. If they're chopped into quarters, he's probably, you know, three-quarter tier.
Center right field.
Right. I don't remember anything about Punisher to the Max. He's one of those characters that he's almost 4-star Blade, but not quite.
Okay. Max Pun does a lot of damage.
He does.
I hear that. And I'm sure that'll be amplified while boosted.
He fires shotguns and all sorts of things at you. Nice. And tries to stab you with a knife. And
Ghost Rider does not... He did get a rework. Unfortunately, I still don't know much about his other two powers. Even reworked, I'm pretty sure he's still just a...
He's just black.
He's just a one-power nuke. He fires that pen and stare and hopefully... absolutely wrecks the enemy. And Venom is still struggling. He is a very... playing him in the Crash, I just... Venom
See,
is...
the problem for me, Eddie Venom is one of those characters that when I use him, he can't do anything. When the computer uses him, he can just wreck you. And I'm not sure how.
I don't know. I'm not sure either because, like, if I were to pick, like, my top 5 3-stars and I were allowed to choose him, he still wouldn't make the list.
Interesting.
Oh, as moving him into the 3-star tier
yes.
from the 4-star?
Yeah. I'm just unimpressed with his set of skills.
But amazingly Samurai has on the graphic that he has one of the best black damage power in the 4-star tier.
Really? But give and take is one of the... No, he said that about Agent Venom, not Eddie Brock Venom.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Venom does good damage.
Agent Venom Black is a bargain and does a ton of damage. I don't know, does Give and Take do any damage?
I actually don't remember. I haven't used him in so long.
Okay.
And even when I did have to use him, I didn't actually use him. He was just on my team in the back.
I couldn't even recall that he had a power called that, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, let me pull up my Venom and see what he does. He's somewhere in this list of characters.
Somebody listening in Discord has to be able to defend him, right?
That's good, because I've just been thrown into horrible disarray. I've got to finish this segment, and then you guys have to cover for me.
Okay.
All right. Symbiotic Fury is green, does 4,000x damage, and destroys a random tile for each enemy special tile on the board. Costs 1 less AP for each enemy strike, attack, or protect tile, down to a minimum of 7. Its base cost is 13 green.
Yeah.
Give and take, enemy protect tile strength is reduced to 1. Venom's matches deal 75% more damage. But enemy red and blue jets deal 20% more damage to Venom. Yeah, that's what that does, huh? And then his yellow is the lethal protector, which does damage plus extra damage for each enemy projectile up to a max of 6. And then, you know, when you damage them, you give them projectiles.
Right.
So Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he's good. He's definitely on the bottom of my list. Right.
So those are the this week's boosted characters of the week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Brought to you, as always, by Mystify.
Mystify. Mystify. All right, so we're going to try to drag out the vine really long?
No, I'm trying to remain calm. I was fiddling with my wedding ring, Craig style, and I dropped it, heard it hit the floor, and now I don't see it. So I'm in half a panic, but it's not going to get any worse if I just calm down and wait till the end of the show.
Just don't
as long
go,
as you don't like kick it somewhere.
Yeah, don't go flailing your legs about. You'll be all
right. Right, right. That's what I figured. I could just take a deep breath and hold still.
Don't go flailing your legs. I wouldn't if I tried.
But yeah, if you want to give me a little time to start up steam while I, so I can contribute to the dying on the vine segment.
Baby, you're not that kind.
You don't have to, you can just talk about your vine instead of singing that song.
Nobody knows it. Nobody knows.
All right, I'm going to start talking about my vine.
That sounds
when I was down.
Awesome.
I have 32 covers dying on my vine. And all this is because I wasn't spending any ISO on anyone until I got Thanos taken care of. And now that I have Thanos taken care of, I have, now most of them are 2 stars, but I've already had to sell off some of my 2 stars because I didn't have the ISO to take care of them. But in any case, I've got the Moonstone, Hawkeye, Doc Hen, Magneto, they're all over the place. So the only really important cover is I have a red America Chavez that is dying on my vine, and that just makes me so sad.
I just sold America a couple hours ago.
That makes me even more sad.
Nothing I could do.
Yeah, I believe you. I'm really close. I've got her at a 5-4-3. I just need one more cover. But and then, you know, 300,000 ISO. But yeah, looking forward to getting that. So I've got her favorited, and she's the one I'm worried about. I'll sell, you know, 100 Magnetos, it won't hurt me as much as selling in America.
Sure. I've got a dozen Quarks dying. Because I cannot get yellow just like last time.
I don't think that's your record. You were way higher than that, weren't you?
It may have been, but right now there's a dozen of them.
Okay.
One's dying in 9 hours. I might as well just sell it now. I'll just get rid of it now. There you go. Now I'm at 11. I got a War Machine. Apparently, I don't have War Machine Champ because I got a War Machine dying. I got a Scarlet Witch dying. I got some 2-star Thors dying. I got Ragnarok dying. I've got BDSM Carol dying. It's just all around bad.
That is a lot of characters.
Yeah. Oh, Ian, my War Machine is fully covered.
Okay.
But he's at level 115. I just don't have the ISO to champ him. So there you go.
My vine is sparse, but disappointing. I have Peggy Carter and a 4-star Star-Lord, both dying on the vine. And I don't see much chance for Remedy in either of those situations. Definitely not Star-Lord. Possibly Peggy, but equally unlikely.
She would definitely be the one I would choose. I don't know where your situation is, but...
I did, but it's... Like, she's 2 covers away from being fully covered. Mm. So I would need 2 Peggy covers. Star-Lord, I would need at least 4 covers. So that's definitely not going
to
happen.
Yeah, Peggy might be worth doing the, you know, doing what you can to...
Oh, right, right. I don't want to say it in front of Craig, but yes, I could consider other means.
2 is rough, though. It's really hard to buy 2.
Yeah, if I could get 1, or if she shows up in my...
Heroes for Hire.
Yeah, she showed up in the Heroes for Hire store, then we're talking.
Thing is, I don't think she shows up in the Heroes... I don't think you'll get it in the Heroes for Hire until you have just 1 needed, right. So...
Well, wait, babe, so if I buy 1, and let me see where she's at. Now I'm intrigued by this plan.
This plan sucks.
Yeah, how many days you got left?
9. I could always favorite her and just start opening. Hope that I get a bonus. She's currently at 5-3-3.
Yeah, I would definitely favorite her and see what you can do. She's just so nice.
Yeah.
She's a nice lady.
Nice lady.
I will temporarily unfavorite Iceman and see what I can do in the next 8 days. So that's my vine. Otherwise, things are going A-okay.
All right. Thanks, this vine.
This vine.
Let's open a token.
Ooh.
Brought to you by good old this guy.
This guy. All right, Robbie Reyes. Your silly muscle car. How about right on his big shiny skull head for something different?
I'm going to poke him on the chin bone.
Big bucks, no whammies, and stop it. A non-whammy, but who cares? Oh, and it didn't even give me... I'm opening two now.
You're out of control.
What? I am.
What'd you get? I got to put a drum roll somewhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. The first one was a Ravager's Ruse, and it went for good old Yondu. It was the black Yondu. The second one turned out to be a 5-star. Oh, snap. It's my first Ghost Rider, Robbie Reyes.
After you just made fun of him.
I did. But this means I can sell Gwenpool and open up a roster slot. And
there you go.
Well, that's a good plan. I like that plan.
Is he in ahead of us in the Robbie Reyes both? Do you still not have one, Craig?
Oh, no. I'm back to having all the characters.
All right. Well, you're ahead of me. I still don't have Robbie.
I have a couple of them, actually. I think I have two.
That would.
I do. I have one red, one black.
That would make a couple.
Yeah.
All right. Were you clicking?
I can. Are you opening multiples?
I don't know. Depends on how it goes.
All right. I'm poking him in the chin. It is a 4-star. It is the lame version of Ant-Man powered up by Scott Lang.
Okay. That's all you're doing?
It gets him to level 289. That's it. That's what I got.
All right. I'm going to poke him in the throat. That didn't work. I got a 4. Well, who knows? If I get America, we'll call that work. 4-star. It is a 4-star surgical strike Wolverine. Unexpected. I got to do it again. I got to see if I can get an America. Save me a cover. It's another 4-star. Miles Morales. Yeah. Okay, doing it again.
I was going to say you should quit while you're behind.
Third is a 4-star Rye Will I Ams. All right, I'm good. That's all the latest legends I got. No bonuses, no America. Mark.
Nope.
Rye Will I Ams. All right, well, hey, that's some stuff. Thanks, this guy.
Yeah, thanks, this guy.
Good. Hey, while we're thanking sponsors, Ray, tell me about some sponsors.
Hey, sure.
We've been hot them for a while.
Sure. We have a ton of sponsors. Thanks, everyone. So I'm going to run down first our street level heroes who have pledged $1 per episode. Jeff Metzner, Astro 3, Mad Olaf, RM Weiner, JWall 2854, Anhel, Flynn's Arcade, Andy, and the Orgelmeister.
Wow.
Is that one title or is that Andy?
No.
And Orgelmeister.
It was Andy and the Orgelmeister.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was one person, Andy and the Orgelmeister.
No. Sorry. Andy gets his own slot.
That's why I enjoyed it so much.
Moving on to our planetary heroes, people who keep us in business, who have pledged $3 an episode, Double X, Swordfish 15, Chris Skippy, and Yace the Ace.
Yes, the Ace.
And our stellar level heroes. $5 an episode, and the people that we often refer to as This Vine, This Pie, This Guy, Willy Lumpkin, Mystify, and Always Sunny. He's Gene Gixon, Jeff Polier, aka Jeff Cascadian, El Zoof, Astro Monkey 9, Alpha Team, and Perondiac. So thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Appreciate the help. It helps, it covers the cost of the web server, of the podcast hosting site. It's keeping us alive.
Thanks, brave Discord heroes. Not Discord.
Patreon?
Patreons.
Some of them are on Discord.
Discord people, too. Yeah. That was not who we were targeting. But anyway.
But, all right, Ian, hit me on the podcast network.
All right, if you would like to find a group of like-minded podcasters who put out lots of great content for you, and you've already listened to this show 2 or 3 times, why not go over to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com, where you can find a full archive of all the shows on the network, most active, some inactive. They're all there. So check us out, Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Vivian. I think that's all we got this week. You guys got anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm good.
Yeah, nope, I'm well satisfied.
Okie doke. Everybody, thanks as always, puzzlewarriors3.com. You can find our webpage and links to other stuffs. You click on that Amazon banner at the top, you buy something, we get some stuff. You can become one of our super awesome patrons, like we just mentioned. That link is on our webpage as well. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some sweet Easter swag.
Gotta get a.
Because don't you want to?
You gotta get a Puzzle Warriors 3. You gotta need a Puzzle Warriors 3 mug to put candy in.
Yeah, like you're.
Don't you want to get some St. Patty's Day swag before that?
No, I'm thinking you gotta prep ahead for Easter so you can fill up your kid's basket full of Puzzle Warriors 3 items.
Okay.
Because candy's passe. You don't want to be, you know, giving your kids all candy.
When's that happening?
Easter?
Yeah.
I don't know, April?
Okay. I was going to say that's just one of those holidays where it's like, here, guess.
Yeah.
Well, Ian, remember, while we know the, you know, quote unquote exact day, you know, Jesus was born, we have no idea when someone resurrected themselves from the dead. It's sometime in March or April.
I don't understand the calendar as is. So, you know, I'm just curious. I feel like that's something I should be on, you know, plugged into. I feel like my son will, you may or may not have Easter expectations this year. So I want to make sure they're at least somewhat met.
Okay. He got one basket early.
Yeah, he did. He very early, theoretically, but.
Yeah, we didn't know if we were going to see him before Easter again, so.
Sure.
Anyway, buy your kids some stuff. That's what I'm saying. I think that's all we got, so goodbye for now. And remember, kids, you got a ricotta. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, friends.
See how quickly Samurai figures out this pie.
Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, wealth and fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big bang up. Wherever there's a hang up, you'll find the spider.